section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootlegger Sam Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
Hello, everyone. Yes, it's that time again. Time for another episode of It Burns When I Pee. You're excited, I can tell.
Hiya there, Norma Jean. Sorry to interrupt.
Hey there, sexy. What you doing here, Sarah Bear?
Remember, it's Blake's birthday. We have to give him his special present.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Blake, you can interrupt now.
Hello, ladies.
Happy birthday, Blake!
Wow, what a surprise.
Not really. You wrote the lines.
Yeah, so here you go. Me and Sarah Bear are going to kiss each other for you. Open mouth.
I have died and gone to heaven.
Now close your eyes, Blake, so we can take off our tops.
Oh my god, this is gonna be great. Okay, I'm ready. Ow, shit! What the hell was that for?
You deserve that, you bloody wanker. Now stop interrupting Norma Jean's intros.
Thank you, beautiful. Ladies and perverts, welcome to episode 25 of It Burns When I Pee. Lights, camera, action. And as always, we would like to remind you that this podcast is rated R. I tend to get drunk and naughty.
And I love it when you're naughty.
Cue the music, fuckers.
Sad and lonely, and all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Biggest fool that's ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knees. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. A movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. And I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool's ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally.
All right, welcome everybody to episode 25 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, Blake Clayton, and we just got done listening to Buck Owens' song called Act Naturally. Went old school.
Nice.
Anyway, we have with us tonight the lovely, talented, and always horny and drunk, Norma Jean. Welcome.
What's up? Sorry, there's a message on here that says,
Is that the creepy guy crotch cam?
Come and
seriously,
get some.
It's like right at your crotch.
Is it really?
That one, no. That
up here?
One.
And we also have with us, I guess you have a crotch cam now. Creepy guy. Creepy.
Come on, boy.
2 months in a row.
That's called a streak, right?
It's like a serious relationship.
Shut up.
Yay, shut it.
You're not getting rid of me.
And we have a special guest. We have Sarah Bear.
Hi.
Okay.
Lame.
It's kind of like the interview last episode.
Yeah. Give her a chance to talk on the mic.
Now? Oh, that. First of all, I didn't know you guys were going to give me a ring. Second of all, I didn't know I was even on the air. Could have given me a slight warning about that.
All I'm asking is you talk loud enough. Don't whisper. You don't have to be sexy for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have a special off-camera guest as well.
No, I know, not off-camera.
Do you want us to provide your name, or should we?
No.
Mrs. X.
Mrs. X.
X.
Anyway, now that we've fucked that all up, all the hell.
Are they supposed to be hearing music?
Not right now, because I'm trying to talk and trying to have a show.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, they heard it earlier.
Hey,
okay.
Yeah.
They just they're spoiled brats. Ryan.
They said the music was different last time than what we announced.
Well, I fixed the problem just now, so.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I fixed the problem.
Okay, good.
Less talking and more boobs, please.
Listen, buddy.
Shaken, not stirred.
That's all right. Your crotch is on the air.
Nothing wrong with a little crotch cam.
Fling it out. Let's see it.
I'll take it.
Ryan, what do we got for a show lineup, buddy?
Show lineup.
All right.
Music by William Elliott Whitmore, John Lee Hooker, Graham Parsons, and Neverland. And then our featured interview is going to be with Justin Towns Earl, and we'll be playing a couple of his songs. And I understand you just saw him not too long ago, right?
Yeah, we saw him the other night. It was awesome.
Good deal. And by popular demand, Norma Jean will be watching porn once again, hand-selected by myself.
I'm a little scared of that. Creepy.
It's bad.
I'm sure it is.
I watched it today, and I went in my room and prayed.
I did a little digging for this one.
Exactly.
I did a little digging. That's called hard work and dedication.
You know. Thank you for being dedicated to the show by finding...
Or having problems.
Totally inappropriate.
we're going to have voicemails, fan feedback, and of course our contact information as well. And in episode 24, we had a photo contest, and we're going to announce the winner of that. We got about 8 or 9 entries, so we all...
We actually had bare breasts.
Nice.
Boobies.
Speaking of...
Tata.
You got a couch full of boobs.
We have 6 boobs on the couch.
Sweet. And there's another new skit, I believe, called Mr. Wong's Dong?
Mr. Wong's Dong is the new skit. Mr. Wong's Dong.
Oh, no.
Hi.
Aye.
Mr. Wong.
It's going to be a long night.
It's going to take a while to get this one done. And we'll have much, much more.
Oh, it's me. Yeah, right. Sorry. All right. Well, coming up, we have William Elliott Whitmore and his song called Mutiny, and it's from his new album called Animals in the Dark.
That's kind of... Nah, never mind.
What?
Well, it's a goddamn shame what's going down. How it got to this, I do not know. There's a sick wind that is blowing round, and the captain's got to go. About you or me, he does not give a damn. What a low down dirty snake.
When the hounds start howling,
I will stand up and shout.
I declare mutiny on this ship. Well, the captain's been drinking below the deck, and this vessel's headed way off course. I want to wrap my hands around his crooked neck and throw him overboard. Send him to his load. Send him to his load. Well, I don't want to be sad. No, I just want to be free and take back what these old devils have taken from me. No, I don't want to be sad. Oh, I just want to be free and take back what these old devils have taken from me. Like when the hounds start howling,
or when the
fiends about. I said, I declare mutiny on this ship. Well, the captain's been drinking below the deck, and this vessel's headed way off course. I want to wrap my hands around his crooked neck and throw him overboard. Send him to
fellow followers of the Daily Stalls of It Burns When I Pee. This is Barely from Barely Podcasting at barelypodcasting.com or boobsweat.com. That's right. Come over there, ladies. And I'm here to bring you your bathroom stalls etiquette. Okay, rule number one. Gentlemen, it's courtesy and customary to leave an empty urinal between you and a fellow urinal user. If you must, and I stress must, because honestly, you shouldn't be standing next to another guy when you take your junk out. But okay, we'll get back into the rule. If you must use a urinal next to another guy, keep your eyes straight and don't make idle chit-chat. I mean, there's nothing more annoying and creepy than a guy trying to take a peek at your Johnson while he's trying to talk about how much the Cubs suck. Even if it's a cool conversation like, hey, White Sox are going to do great this year. I mean, you want to get into that conversation, but do it at the bar, not at the urinal. And it's even worse if you're at a trough. So, yeah, really, don't do that. Just hold it until there's a space between you and another guy. Really, I mean, it's not a buffet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Remember, it is only a test.
Okay, here we go. Does the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, A, only podcast at section86.com and iTunes? Or B, does the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show have a live radio show every Friday night from midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time at flapdaddy.com and then send it out as a podcast?
My answer is A. They only podcast at section86.com and iTunes.
That would be wrong.
Fuck.
The answer is B. Every Friday night from midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time, The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is live at flapdaddy.com, where you can log into the chat room and request music. Then, it's podcasted the following Tuesday at section86.com and iTunes. So no need to wait for the podcast to come out. Jump onto the live airing of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show every Friday night at flapdaddy.com.
Cool.
This was a test of the emergency broadcast system. If this had been a real emergency, you'd all be really fucked.
Well, I am. I'm completely out of my mind, man.
Right down, right off of your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Ow, 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 ow. I love to see you strut up and down the floor. Talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. Oh, yeah. Walk that walk, walk that walk. You love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you'll knock me out right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, talk.
Who's gonna get knocked on the door?
Apparently I am. Apparently I'm gonna get my ass kicked out here.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Oh, I guess I'm doing that.
Yeah, you're segueing out.
Oh, look at me. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing.
Mumble, mumble, do.
Who's a douchebag? All right, we just.
Disney wins! Disney wins!
You're talking nice and loud. I can hear you now. Yay!
I'm so happy to be here!
Okay, you ready, short bus?
Yeah, short bus, pick me up
today. Yay! I like boobies. All right, welcome back, everybody. We're on segment 2, episode 25, Lights, Camera, Action of It Burns and IP. How you doing there, Rhino?
Good, buddy, good, buddy.
All right, we just got done hearing a little blues by John Lee Hooker.
Boom, boom.
Hooker, I like hookers.
I do, too.
I like the boom,
boom. I want to take them home with me.
Ryan,
it's my favorite time.
Since you were so gracious to make it two shows in a row,
I got to choose the porn clip.
Holy freaking crap!
I got to choose
the porn. You got to choose the porn.
I did, and the porn clip I so graciously chosen is called "Shake That Bear," and we're gonna have Norma take a look here at ShakeThatBear.com.
Okay, you ready? You want to come up over here and we'll.
Do I need to bring this? Or
yeah, you bite you.
Yeah, we're gonna need your reaction. Now, just to kind of set the table here as far as what's going to happen, for a lot of you out there, country boys and girls that like to hunt, this involves a little bit of hunting. And Norma is on Blake's lap, and he might be popping a Woody.
Ready?
Yes.
Go away now. That's go away now.
Oh, so Hunter just shot a bear out of the tree.
Put another one in the table.
Bear falls out of the tree. Okay, Hunter just shot the bear.
Woo!
Yeah, she's happy she got him. Oh, he's dead.
Wow, who's the chick?
She shot him. She shot the bear.
That's crazy.
Oh, look at the dead ass bear.
Gross.
So this bitch just shot a bear, falls out of a tree.
Oh,
what's
my
going on?
God. They're having sex over the dead bear.
Doggy ass style.
Yeah, she's got her hand like one on his head.
She's got some big fluffy white mittens. Just shaking the bear. The bear is like.
She wants to keep her hands warm.
Holy freaking crap.
She's getting it. He's still going.
Can't yell too loud because the.
This guy looks all old and greasy, too.
What did he say? He said, don't be so loud because the conservation guys are just over
there. Oh, oh. He took it out, spanking it right on her butt crack. About ready to finish. And now the dogs are eating the cum on the bear. Dogs are chewing the bear part and licking the cum.
No. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Congratulations on the bear.
I have problems.
And she has a good drink.
And she's drinking a big ass fifth of Captain.
Okay, have you seen that?
No, that was good.
That was fouled.
That was awesome. Right. Very good, Ryan. Very good.
Would you expect anything less?
That was very good. Top notch.
I got to keep it top notch, like you just said. But I got to come back with more.
That's good. Now you're involving animals.
Yeah.
I like it. It's nice.
Where am I going next?
Animal and
I don't know.
Go together.
So was that better than the shit videos we've been showing you?
I think so because obviously weren't fucking the animal, but still.
Just wait.
Sick. You're fucking sick, man.
Sick, well, now that you're bitch. Sick, creepy guy, why don't you go ahead and...
Does he fuck animals around you?
No, thank God. I don't allow that.
Just her. Rawr.
Just me. Cougar. Rawr.
Cougar.
As they say, I'm like catnip to cougars. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Simone about this kick. That is catnip for cougars. And I have to sweep the women off the porch. They just love them to death.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Dude, you're the man.
I didn't know. Sorry.
Okay, how about...
So now that they know I'm the man, how can they get a hold of me, Blake?
How can they get a hold of you, sir?
Well, email. That'll always work. Email addresses. Blake, if they want to reach you.
Is
Blake.
That your mom?
Where?
Oh, no, his mom.
My mom's not on
I'm
that.
Missing NCAA for animal porn. Shame on you. Mom.
Oh.
Is that your mother?
Probably.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Your mom's
yeah.
online?
Oh, yeah. She really does. Uh-huh.
Ryan actually wanted to go down on her.
Oh, truth comes out.
Bloody hell. We're never going to get through this.
Nope. Not at all.
We heard you talking about wanting to go down on Blake's mom. You totally said that you wanted to go down and eat her box.
It was the Christmas one.
I want to go down on everybody's mom.
I want to go down on your mom.
Do you have a mom?
Yes, I do.
I'll go down on her.
She's getting married in May.
That's fine.
Stay away from my mother.
I'll go down on her in April.
I want mine up to keep him away.
She's getting married in May. I'll go down
on
her
mom,
in April.
Stay the fuck away from my box, buddy.
Carpet muncher.
All right. I'm like, okay, carpet muncher. Contact information.
Yes.
Moving on.
Blake, email. Blake@IBWIP.com. Boobies over here. NormaJean@IBWIP.com. The creepiness. Creepyguy@IBWIP.com.
.com.
Sounds like Bob, doesn't it? Did he sound like Bob?
.com.
You know, I saw Bob today, and his belly was so freaking huge. It looks like his leg.
Ooh.
Like, his legs are apart, and, like, his belly is, like, in between him. It's, like, out to here, and it's like he's got a pillow.
So he's got
his stomach.
He's got a dicky do.
He's fucking huge. Seriously, like, I looked at the picture from last year and till now. Insane.
Do you know what a dicky do is? No. It's when your stomach sticks out farther than your dicky does.
Oh, I guarantee it, dude. He cannot see it anymore.
He probably can't see it to pee. Like, he probably sits down a piece.
He does. He goes to the toilet.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
It's terrible.
How do they get a hold of us?
He weighs over 500.
My phone. They can call us.
What number would they call if they called us?
Well, if they wanted to call us, which they might not after. Oh, my God. Jesus, horrible.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
206-339-8419.
That's 206-339-8419.
Sorry.
And please call, leave a voicemail. We'll play them all.
Right.
We'll play them all.
Actually, at the beginning of the show, we played a voicemail that we got that wasn't very nice.
What did it say?
Chump bitch?
Huh?
Chump bitch voicemail?
Something about messing with lames and punk ass bitch. I don't know.
Who?
Damn.
Who?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know something about that?
Play on, playa. Really, what's next?
Boyfriend? Oh no! Don't. Okay, play it.
That's funny. I want to hear it.
Later. All right.
I
want to
hear it. What's that?
I went on a date with this guy like twice. Are you ready?
Ew. What? What?
Two.
Hey.
Yes.
We're doing contact information.
Sorry.
Also, check out the website, IBWIP.com. Download our past shows. Visit the IBWIP store. You can watch all of our past episodes of Pia Vision. And check out our pictures. The whore's over here taking tons of pictures tonight. So. So we'll get some new pictures from episode 25. Get off my toes.
Avoid the W word.
I'm going to pull all the sandals off and whack you with one.
I deserve it.
Bend over.
What is this Twitter? All right, I have a question about this.
Yeah.
I know we're on
Twitter. Did you get all those emails about Twitter? Did you get all the emails?
Twitter is.
Twitter. You follow people on Twitter. Go to twitter.com and follow us at IBWIPCOM. You'll get show updates. You'll get updates.
I can ask you off here. I don't know what Twitter is. Is that like the new Facebook, MySpace kind of thing?
Yeah, but it's just messages. It's just there's no pictures and all that shit. It's just messages.
I got you.
Instant. So
I got you. And anything from episode 14 and below can be downloaded at section86.com. And then of course we still got our MySpace page at myspace.com. It burns when I pee 86. And donate button's on there.
The donate button is on there, please.
Yeah.
At this point, anything is good.
Yeah. And we got links to everything else on the MySpace page, too. So you can all
hey, ladies, do you guys want to take your clothes off if people donate money today?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So let's go ahead.
Last time when you asked that, didn't happen.
Okay. You, Norma Jean, do you have your paper ready?
This?
Your paper ready. Fan feedback.
I don't know if I can read it right.
This is the first time I've ever done an episode of It Burns When I Pee.
Can somebody read it to me?
Shut up, fucker.
Okay, so are you drunk enough to do this now?
Drunk. Yeah. A little bit.
All right. Nice and loud. Give us the fan feedback.
All right. The first one's from Liz. The show is always rocking, and the host is one great piece of hunky man meat. Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Yay. I think it's him.
No, think
they're
him.
Not. No, not me.
No, him.
Host.
No.
The host. Oh shit! I was reading the next.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh my god, Blake!
Does it count? Does it count that it's my sister-in-law?
Say it again.
I mean, it counts.
Show is always rocking, and the host is one great piece of hunky man meat.
Nice. I love it. Okay, what's the next one?
Sarah.
Hey, Blake, sending you some love before I go on my trip. Don't go insane and start randomly shooting people without me, okay? Really? Why?
Why
Nikki? Who's Nikki?
Though?
Why does she think you're going to shoot people?
Are you postal? Do you think you're postal? Does Nikki think you're postal?
Everybody thinks I'm postal.
Nikki. I don't know who she is, but I like the name.
I do, too. You bastards are great. That was Paul. Paul thinks we're fucking awesome. Kick ass.
Not after this show, he's not.
Oh, whatever.
Really
all right, this one's from Crooked Rain. Yeah. Oh, bad.
Try again.
All right. You did it again, you bastards. Another fine show that made me laugh, cry, and jack off to Norman Jean's voice. Really? I don't think I have a sexy voice. I think it's a little deep.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Oh, fuck. Don't read that out loud. All right. I voted for you on Podcast LA. Man, there was some real shit above you. Fucking Doctor Who.
I don't know who that is.
And some pagans. They're beating us.
Really?
Because people are not going to Podcast Alley
well,
and voting for us.
Whatever. Okay, but you really have opened my eyes to podcasting. Before IBWIP, I thought podcasters were all geeky losers, employed in shit IT jobs, but now I realize this is only a half truth. We don't have IT jobs.
Some of us don't even have jobs.
Yeah, we don't have jobs, period.
I have a job.
There are bubbles on the screen.
It's
on my computer. Okay, this one's from Dave. Says, hi, Blake. It's addressed to you, personally. Yeah, Dave here from Melbourne, Australia. I've been listening to your podcast. Oh, my God. I can't even read this.
How much wine did you have?
P-O-D.
For a few months now. and have almost caught up to date with them. I've really enjoyed the selection of music that you cover. You have introduced me to some great bands that I would never come across normally without some serious hours in front of the internet. I have also been enjoying the feature interview format that you used. It is great to hear the background and what makes a lot of these artists tick. It's great to listen to some of the podcasts I download and hear how they are growing, and professionalism.
She said
and
growing.
Profile, while still keeping that DIY attitude and feeling from a listener point of view that you're actually almost involved with the product. Keep up the good work.
I'll be damned.
Holy shit, that was a long fucking email, man. I about puked. All right.
I think he's online.
Dave, are you there? Hello? No, he's not there.
Hi, Dave.
This one's from Dave the Road Man. So this guy's on the road. That's a little creepy. Do you know I'm creepy?
What's creepy? The fact he's on the road jerking his cock to you?
Jerking. Yeah. All right.
How do you know they're not jerking their cock to me?
He says, I am so glad I met you guys here. We need more people sticking their fingers in the assholes of Nashville. So he wants you to stick your finger in somebody's asshole, Blake. Says, I'll be recording some stuff to send you soon. I think you'll enjoy it. He wants you to enjoy sticking your fingers in the asshole of
Blake,
Nashville.
I got happy fingers.
I am a charter member of the Pennsylvania Poor Peers Association.
Like the dolphin.
Let's talk. Now, what the F is a Pennsylvania Porch Peers Association?
What do you think?
Kind of sounds like they sit on a porch and go down memory lane and think about things.
Really?
I don't know.
Pennsylvania penis porch peers.
I don't think there was a penis in there.
So anyway.
Pennsylvania porch penis.
No. It's porch.
That's
peers.
How we should monitor how drunk they are, if they can say that or not.
It's crazy, yeah. Penis.
Porch thing is.
Maybe we should just keep going for a while.
Then it says, okay.
It's rather entertaining.
He says that they aim for the stars, and we also publish the Ratchet Report news from the road. Hope to meet you guys in person sometimes. Dude, he's been to Peoria. The food is awesome, and the women are pretty. Have a great day. Hey.
Holla back at you, girl.
Where do you live? That's scary. Right?
Is that all the fan feedback?
That's it, yep.
That's all the fan feedback. Thank God it's time for a song.
What we got, Blake? What are we playing?
We're going to go ahead and play Midnight at the Movies. It's the title track off Justin Towns' Earl.
That's boring.
No, I think so.
And then we'll have the interview, right?
And then, yeah, we're going to play a couple songs of his, have the interview. It's a two-part interview. I split it up into two so I can get more songs in.
Oh, cool.
So, and for all you guys in Pia Vision, we're just going to play one song, and then we're going to come back and for this lovely piece of work that we got going on here.
This is boring.
Who says boring?
I don't know.
At it all night long. Man in the back putting bits out over the phone. And I ain't got nowhere to be. Ain't nobody waiting at home for me, and there's nothing lonelier than midnight at the movies again. Girl named Martha who meets me here on Saturday night. She never says too much, she just sits down beside me and puts her hand in mine. She's got a gentle way that keeps me from feeling so alone. But she always shows up late and leaves before the credits roll. And I never watch her late. I just close my eyes and pretend I'm asleep until the second feature begins. Midnight at the movies again. Half price,
Those fools down front and take a seat. And if you see my Martha, tell her I'm in the corner and just awake me if I'm asleep.
And we have our special guest with us, Bloodshot Records recording artist, Justin Towns Earl. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We just got done listening to Midnight at the Movies, which is the title track from your new album. I was wondering if you could give us a little bit of insight on your inspiration for writing that song.
Midnight at the Movies is kind of a direct. It comes from my teenage years. I was really obsessed with Jack Kerouac and the imagery that he put across of the Times Square in the early to mid 1940s and the kind of allure of the dark side of life, and it was also I was trying to express something very lonely, and I couldn't think of anything more lonely than going to the movies by yourself.
Definitely. Growing up in Nashville and being the son of legendary singer-songwriter Steve Earle, what made you come to Chicago and sign with Bloodshot Records over like a big label on Music Row?
Well, I think that number one, no big record labels were gonna have me, and then on top of that, it's just like you gotta go with where you're comfortable with, and I grew up in a very working class neighborhood with my mother, and so I tend to trust working class people a little bit better than
sure,
I do the
sure.
suit and tie such, and I don't think anybody wears a suit and tie to Bloodshot.
For being in your mid-20s, your songs have a very mature and experienced feel to them. What do you contribute to your writing and lyrical maturity?
I just read a lot. I'm a kind of observant person. I don't always practice, I don't always have the most wise practices. I tend to be able to write better than I can actually live, I think, sometimes.
Our show is basically very anti-corporate Nashville, and giving songwriters and singers such as yourself kind of like a forum to, play your music. What is your kind of opinion on the pop country music scene in Nashville today? It's kind of a standard question I ask every interview.
Well, I don't think that... See, I guess being born and raised in Nashville, I understand the machine a little bit better than most people do. I don't think that Nashville's doing anything different than it's ever done. Nashville, since the times of Uncle Dave Macon, has been kind of a haven of pop music. Whatever was, they've always kind of set what was pop music at the time and always followed it very well. And so I think that, the music just, it was better back in the day, and it's just gotten worse, and now, pop's bad. But it's no different than, R&B or anything like that. It's just, all that great stuff used to come out of Detroit, and, there's no Motown there anymore.
Right. And kind of to go along with that, do you think that the role of, the singer-songwriter, that role has been kind of ignored by Nashville, kind of the corporate scene, or... Do you think they kind of shun away from the actual singer-songwriter?
Yeah, I think they do. I think that it's the idea of a singer-songwriter kind of, that title comes with a certain amount of power. It means that you have a little bit more room to ask for things and control your surroundings and your products a little bit more. And I think that scares Nashville. I mean, they don't really do stuff like that. There's not a lot of, because if you have an artist who controls, like, owns a big chunk of their record, and they also own their publishing, they also wrote all the songs, then you got somebody who's got a lot of power over the record label, and they don't like people like that.
Sure. You know, you have had your battles with drug addiction from a young age. Are you clean today? And if so, how are you remaining clean? You know, being on the road and I mean, just how do you handle it on a daily basis?
Well, I haven't had a drink or any hard drugs in 5 years, and you know, I have my occasional smoke, you know, but it's just one of those things where I have to, you know, I used to drink when I woke up in the morning, and I used heroin when I woke up in the morning, and I think that a big part of that was, you know, a big part of my, like, destructive drug abuse was youthful angst kind of gone really wrong, and it just took me, I had to, like, really beat myself into submission in order to wake up enough to grow up, you know, and I took, you know, 4 years off of putting any substances in my body, and I still won't take a Tylenol when I have a headache, you know, it's just one of those things. You just got to kind of remember that this is the job, not the playground.
Right. Well, we're going to go ahead and stop the interview for a couple minutes, and we're going to have a song called Hard Living, and that's off your first album with Bloodshot called Good Life, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more.
Sounds good.
Justin's first album, Good Life. What experiences did you gain from writing and doing the first album as opposed to the new album? I mean, what did you learn and experience-wise making the second record?
I think that, you know, we haven't really had a chance, like, to to really take much in when we make records, because we kind of make them in a lightning fast kind of pace. And I think I've learned that you know, I gotta watch, you know, sometimes, you know, I gotta watch my friends sometimes. Most of my people who work for me are my friends, and I gotta, you know, just because they're my friends doesn't mean I don't gotta keep an eye on everybody. And you know, and I just, you know, it furthered my conviction that, you know, a group, that songs should be written as a group to make a record right, you know. And it, I think the good life was, you know, even though it took me 10 years to complete the writing of that record, you know, it was, you know, and it was sifted through a lot of songs. It had to go through what it had to go through to become a record. And I think I'm just a little more surgical with it these days. You know, I'm able to get what I want. And that comes solely through it, you know, me, you know, only being smart enough to surround myself with people I know that can give me what I want.
Sure. So where do you see your career in 5 years' time? I mean, where do you want to be as an artist? Is there a specific goals you have for yourself, or are you just kind of going today and going from there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really look. I definitely don't look 5 years into the future in this business, because that's a lifetime in the music industry. I think that, you know, I just kind of worry about what's going on right now, because there's plenty going on right now without worrying about where I want to be or where I think I should be. I'm really happy with where I am. I mean, I make a fucking living playing music, and that's you know, I gotta be a. I don't think enough people are grateful for that anymore, and I think that's why there's a lot of people out there put on boring shows and make boring records.
Right. You know, in your new album, Mama's Eyes is one of your songs, and it kind of talks about your relationship with your father. What is the relationship with your father like, and how has his music influenced you, if it has at all?
My relationship with my father is great. I mean, we talk a lot. I think that, you know, me and him have always been, we're both very black and white, say it how it is kind of people. And I think that, you know, there was no other way to write that song other than to say it like that. And I think that, you know, he respects that as being a good song. And he respects, you know, he respects the sentiment of it, because he knows it's the truth. You know, we don't see eye to eye on everything. And that's, but, you know, there's not a man or woman on this earth that sees eye to eye with their parents.
Exactly. What are a few of the artists that you have in your iPod or in your CD player now? I mean, what music are you guys traveling down the road listening to?
Well, we're listening to the Foghorn Duo. That's what's in the CD player right now. They're out of Portland, Oregon. And then we've been listening to Gillian Welch's The Time of the Revelator.
So do you like all kinds of music, or do you basically kind of keep it country? I mean, are you listening to...
I listen to all kinds, yeah. I mean, I have... My iPod has, like, you know, it goes from, you know, like Chet Baker to the Fine Young Cannibals to Michael Jackson to, you know, the Clinch Mountain Boys.
There you go.
Know? So I'm not afraid of any form of music. I just prefer playing what I play.
Sure.
You know, a more footed in tradition kind of music.
One of the most amazing songs on the new album, in my opinion, is Here We Go Again. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about the song and what inspired you to write it?
Well, I think that I'd found myself in a relationship, like, really, really, really quickly after I'd left another one. And I think that deep down when I wrote that song, I really understood what I was doing, is that I was getting myself, I wasn't answering the questions I was asking myself about it, you know, and so I was ignoring myself, and it was just kind of that whole thing, you know. It was just like, here we go, you know. And I thought it was and it also has, you know, a lot to do with, you know, we just... It ended up having another sentiment later on, in that, you know, we'd just gotten off. We'd had a month off from tour from The Good Life, and, you know, we had 2 weeks off, and we were using it to make a new record. And now we've had, you know, we had 30 days off, and now we're back out on the road again.
Awesome. Well, Justin, I appreciate you being on the show. It was the impromptu in the car interview, which is really awesome. It probably helped out, you know, nice and a lot more personable. But I really enjoy your music, and it means a lot to me. And I'm the singer-songwriter, you know, the guy that does from beginning to end and that writes in the singing about his life is important to the music, I think. It brings it back to where it was once was.
I agree.
And thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right.
Just when I find a way, take the nights alone. Just when I lost the need to have someone to hold me, I saw you standing there across the room from me, and I said, here we go. Here we go again. Now I like to think that I'm no fool, but I can't help but feel as though I play one in. With your eyes blue is a man to do, but fall at first glance, say here we go, here we go just walk away and make this easier on the both of us, but I can see it in your face, your mind's already made up, and so you cross the room.
Adios from your friend and mine, Big G. Hey, everybody, it's Barely here again, bringing you another bathroom stall etiquette rule. When you have to take a dump in a public restroom, please use the provided sanitary seat covers. If they're not available, make sure you clean up after your ass explodes. I mean, really? You don't want to see an ass explosion. That's just kind of gross. And just think about someone else having to walk in and seeing your shit everywhere, and on the toilet, on the floor, on the walls. You just don't want to see that. I mean, it's bad enough that it has to happen occasionally, and it happens when you're drinking, but seriously, you don't want to do that. I mean, really, it's best to just hold it and kind of do the, oh, I got a shit dance, or take a crap in your pants. I mean, hell, even going into the alley behind the place is better than leaving an ass explosion in a bathroom.
Joey Fuck Up here, inviting everybody to saddle up and jump on Joey Fuck Up's Hey Ride to Hell, where I basically get fucked up and play vintage bluegrass, greaser rockabilly, classic country, outlaw essentials, cowpunk, and shit that just kind of fits in. You can check out the show at www.myspace.com/whiskeyandwaterbeds or www.blip.tv. Or if you want, you can just Google search my ass on the World Wide Web. It's a crotch-tickling, butt-picking, finger-sniffing good old time here on Joey Fuck Up's Hey Ride to Hell.
I'm going to have her tattoo an elephant and yeah, have it the trunk of it be my penis.
I hope you're like...
It'll be a baby elephant with a little trunk.
Nice. I want AIDS.
Okay. All right, ready? You guys ready? All right, segment 3.
All right, everybody. That was Here We Go Again by Justin Townes Earl. Another great track by him.
It was an amazing show, by the way. But we'll talk about that later, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed out on that. I really should have made more of an effort to go.
It's okay. Well, for many people, they're watching Pia Vision live right now and checking out the new Norma Jean cam.
Yep, we got the booby cam, and then apparently we've got the creepy guy crotch cam.
And thankfully, I guess I'm not on it at all.
You're kind of you got a side view of you.
Yeah, but it got the blocking. But it's where you can come and watch us record the segments.
Watch us, you know, goof off a little bit
and
where we gotta cut stuff out.
Right.
There's a lot of editing going to go on in 25.
Right. And you can chat with other people and chat with us. Unfortunately, Norma Jean's having too much fun, so.
Yeah, well, usually we get Blake to help out with the chat stuff, so
yeah.
We'll get him back in here soon, too.
So why don't we go ahead, Norma Jean, why don't we talk about the episode 24 photo contest?
Okay.
And I'll bring up the pictures here.
Let's see the picture.
We had roughly, I think, 8 or 9 entries. We just want to go ahead and maybe kind of make a little comment on
She said, thanks. I know what you were trying to do, buddy.
I was going somewhere with that, but apparently, yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
You can't read.
It's
hey,
black and white. It's
put
not
a
great.
Earlier. You can't count, obviously. But It's not a bow.
We're going to go
it's
through
a podcast sticker.
Oh.
It's an IBWIP sticker.
So let's go through all the
That's
the
what I was wanting to do before we go.
Oh my god.
So anyway, the first entry that we had was by Trigger Man, and it was awesome. It was the first entry, and
He's got a note there. What's that note say? He's got it above the toilet.
No, it's toilet paper, and it says pop country. So he's
it's
using pop
blood.
Country.
That's good.
And the second
winner,
one was by
chicken dinner.
A new good buddy, Nick,
disgusting.
And he took a coaster, Grand Ole Opry coaster, and put it in the toilet.
It looks like he's midstream peeing.
Yeah.
Oh, the second
on,
one.
On
okay.
It. And,
nah,
is that toilet? It looks pink. It looks like he's peeing.
He
right
is
there.
Peeing in it. Oh, my God.
And then the third one is
Joe Buck.
The Joe Buck.
That's you, Street.
And,
this person's peeing.
So we had
that does hold on. Can we go back to Nick real quick here?
Yeah,
that takes a lot of talent to take a picture midstream. If he did that all by himself, that's pretty awesome.
And all you see is his toe. And like I said, the third one, it was submitted by Nick, too. He's got a hotel, and that night, Joe Buck played and 357 played, and they spent the night at his hotel, and Joe Buck
cool.
was cool enough to, you know, do it for us. So, and the fourth entry was, it's a guy with a bra on.
Gigi.
It's Gigi with a bra on,
And he's got one of our stickers on his
crotch area. Yeah. So, and then we had Alabama.
Alabama's got them big ass titties out with a sticker on her nipple.
Oh, it is a nipple.
Yeah,
that's
Tanya.
Right here. Jesus
Christ. I like big titties.
And the last one. Norma Jean.
What is going on behind me?
I did not.
She just showed her boobs.
No,
okay,
ready?
Give me a last one.
Strictly willingness is what we should ask for.
Willingness. Straight willingness.
Oh my God.
I was going to say, wait till you rip them off. You're going to probably rip them fucking saucer nipples right off. We already talked about this.
Whoa, behind you. Behind you.
What are you laughing at? You saw them too. You got the text.
But I've seen their tits before.
That's true.
They're not saucers.
No.
Fuck you.
The microphone.
They're nice. I like them.
My mommy doesn't have saucer nipples.
My name's Cheese Balls. My mom does not have saucer nipples.
Mommy doesn't have saucer nipples.
So, and then the last one was by Hell's Bells Photography. And I do believe that you and Norma Jean
came to a consensus. We didn't get – we should have asked you. I mean, that was our vote. We thought it was pretty creative and frankly, pretty fucking gross.
So grossness wins. And if you look at it real close, like there's splatter all over the seat.
I know, all over, like red like ass, just – oh.
And so
toilet paper in there. I mean,
she's the big winner's chicken dinner. She's going to win the William Elliott Whitmore CD and some It Burns When I Pee junk in the trunk. And I do believe Joshy P from
Joshy,
Outlaw Radio Chicago is going to throw some stuff in.
Good
so
deal.
So Hell's Bells will get you your stuff out here very, very soon. So that's all for the photo contest. And now that we've saw Norma Jean's breasts.
Yay. Let's get back to the music, Blake.
Back to the music.
Graham Parsons.
I picked this song because when I was watching Ustream.
Disneyland!
That's my birthday!
Dude, did you ride the short bus this morning?
What?
The short bus.
Yes.
They dropped you off.
Right. So anyway, I picked this Graham Parsons song because...
Hey, hold on. Back to the short bus. There's this little... There's... I can't go there, can I?
What?
Yeah.
There's this retarded kid in a wheelchair that gets on the short bus every morning and makes me fucking late to work.
Hey. Oh, my God.
I know where that's at. It's up the street in there.
And why don't you leave 2 minutes early? No. Stop being so retarded.
That's so mean.
Stop being retarded.
Hi, friends.
Hold on. Wow.
No,
wow. Really?
What
really?
Would happen if one day you woke up? No, honestly, what would happen if one day you woke up and you were retarded?
I heard your wiener grows 3 inches.
You're
not.
I heard that too. I heard that retarded people have big
huge
fucking cranks.
I don't think that's
so
true.
You
should have a retard on the show. Oh, shit.
I
don't want to find out. I really don't. I think that's truly disgusting, actually.
That's the right solution.
Okay, well,
right.
Cheese Balls needs taken care of, so let's get into the Graham Parsons song. It's called A Song for You. I kind of discovered it. I heard on YouTube. I heard Justin Towns Earl's version of it, and it was awesome.
And then you looked for Graham Parsons?
Yeah, buddy, I had it. I didn't even look for it, buddy. I had it.
Good deal.
A Song for You. And then we'll come back and do some more shit.
Wanders all around, everywhere, trembles and it shakes till every tree's loose. It rolls the meadows and it rolls the meadows. Take me down to your dance floor. I won't mind people when they stare. Paint a different color.
And tomorrow we will still be there. Jesus built a ship to sing a song to. It sails the river and it sails the tide. Some of my friends don't know who they belong to. Some can't get a single thing to work inside. So take me down to your dance floor, and I won't mind the people when they stare. Paint a different color on your front door. And tomorrow we will still be there. Loved you every day, and now I'm leaving. And I can see the sorrow in your eyes. I hope you know a lot more than you're believing. Just so the sun don't hurt you when you cry.
Hey, Trigger Man. What the hell are you doing?
Man, I'm saving country music.
So what, you're like trying to lift Keith Urban and Garth Brooks up and throw them off a cliff or something?
No, man. I have a website called savingcountrymusic.com where I write stuff about real country music.
So why do you sound like you're trying to lift a 700-pound boulder?
Oh, sorry, man. My bad. I'm just dropping a Kenny Chesney here in the bathroom.
Ah, makes sense. I have irritable bowel syndrome myself, so when I shit, it's usually runny and green.
There. That's much better. Well, time to go back to writing.
SavingCountryMusic.com, where the only shit they're dumping is on pop country. Later, Trigger Man. Keep up the good work.
Later, Blake. And remember, Rachel Brooke is mine, so step off.
No worries, man. I'm saving up for one of those Asian mail order brides.
Thank you.
how to have sex in a car. Since it arrived in the 20th century, the automobile has provided an alternative place for sexual congress. The following are simple instructions for heterosexual two-person sex in a car. You will need a car.
No shit, lady. It's obvious this gal went to Harvard.
And a consenting sexual partner of legal age.
Oh, great. Well, that cuts my victims. I mean, choices in half.
Step 1. Be sure that the seats and floors of the vehicle are relatively clean. The mood can be dampened by rotting food and other debris being jostled during the act.
Okay. Note to self. Take dead body out of trunk.
While some people burn candles to heighten the romance, it is not recommended. They're a fire hazard, and stopping to light them can kill the spontaneity. Also, interior light isn't helpful when privacy is a priority.
How about a flood lamp? Gotta have good lighting for the video recorder.
Step 2. Park your vehicle in a safe, level, legal, and secluded area. Turn off the lights. The legality of the parking spot is especially important, as an interruption by police could derail your plans.
Damn right. I got two warrants on me as it is. So another note to self, park in the woods.
Step 3. If you want to play mood music, leave the ignition on so as not to drain the battery. Step 4. Decide whether to have sex in the front passenger seat or in the rear.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah.
Passenger seat. The driver's seat isn't ideal because of the steering wheel. The back seat affords the most room, but it's less spontaneous, and one is more vulnerable if interrupted. If your vehicle has fully adjustable seats, lower the front passenger seat to horizontal. Step 5. Remove the necessary clothing and place it in an empty seat or footwell, preferably one you won't be using.
Don't you mean put the clothes in a garbage bag so you can burn them after you bury the body?
If you and your partner each claim one area, finding and sorting clothing after sex will be easy. Step 6. Assume your positions. The man should sit reclining while the female straddles him.
See? Even this broad thinks the woman should do all the work.
Exercise caution when climbing over the gear shift. Step 7. Have sex.
Damn right.
Step 8. Get dressed and drive your date home.
Yeah, I'll drive her home, all right. Drive her to the hole I already dug up the night before.
Did you know? 80% of American adults claim to have had sex in an automobile.
Hello, Blake!
Hello, Rhino!
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here, too. I'm so happy there's three drunk girls on our couch.
Dad, see that?
Menage.
No, for real. Do you see that?
Did you
see?
Think so?
Time to do that shit?
You're a smoother talker than me.
Well, I was arguing with him about it. He's like, I don't look like him. Yes, he does.
He looks like Anderson Cooper, but not like for like 3 years than Anderson.
I know.
I think he looks like Phil Collins.
Does he not look like him?
I honestly can't believe you sat down and took the time to do that.
All right.
You guys ready?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Blake, I heard you're officially moved one step closer to being...
to death?
Old.
Yes. Thank God.
To fucking old. To really fucking old.
I think 34 is about the time you start having erectile dysfunction.
You know what? Yeah, you better start taking some pills.
Oh, I thought you forgot.
I sent you a text on your birthday.
You did.
I know. I didn't forget.
No present, happy birthday, that's all. No present, no money, nothing. Happy birthday, nothing else. Sweet, I am so buying some gas.
What'd you get?
I got a Visa gift card.
Nice.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's very nice.
So nice.
I feel like shit.
Where's my birthday present? I've got a birthday next week.
Aww.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you want a present right now?
It was supposed to be my birthday, but I guess I'll just watch.
Yeah. You can join.
She's gonna take me out.
We're one step closer.
What day is your birthday?
We don't even have to do anything. We're just gonna sit back.
I'll sit there.
Sorry, everybody on Ustream, but we're gonna sit back here and see if
three girls dyke it out.
Three girls on a couch. Hey. I'll push record on the Ustream.
That's fine.
We'll get kicked off.
Yep. What are we doing?
Nothing.
Watch out.
Okay. Wow. Well, yeah. Well, thank you very much, Norma Jean.
Welcome.
I appreciate it. That was very nice of you.
No problem.
Very
nice. So I hear you got a little bit story about the Justin Towns Earl show.
Yeah, let's talk about the Justin Towns Earl show. Me and Zena went to the show. It was an amazing show. We had a little bit of an issue.
This
with...
This is going to be interesting. My show notes, folks, say State Trooper and Breathalyzer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
And I don't have a clue of what's going
to
happen.
Okay, so we went to the show. It was an awesome show.
Should have flashed a little titty.
Really, you have a State Trooper story too? Why don't you go ahead then?
Weird.
$95 today. Got instead of getting yelled at, which I would have highly preferred, he was screaming at me, and it lasted 45, 50 minutes. Made me cry, which I never do. I was so pissed off. So now I've got seven. Apparently, it's illegal to take your seatbelt off for 5 seconds, reach across to the passenger side, grab for a jacket, put it on, put your seatbelt back on. And I got a ticket for $95 because
for your seatbelt?
He apparently said he clocked me at 89, but that's like a slight detail. I don't think that's true.
Oh, I
don't think it's true. I really don't.
You're right. That was a lie.
What's your story, Blake?
Oh, Blake.
Oh, hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Welcome back to the Burns When I Pee. Welcome back to the Burns When I Pee.
What happened to you?
We kind of got interrupted by the.
There was one day I was driving to school.
No, here's this. Supposedly, it's illegal in America to put your goddamn jacket on.
I was driving on the left side of the road.
Well, you're supposed to drive. I told the cop, you're a bloody fucking wanker. So anyway, we go to the Justin Towns Earl concert, okay?
Okay.
And we're supposed to do the interview before the show.
With Justin before the
right.
show.
Right. So he does a sound check, and we're supposed to do it. Well, the opening act just starts playing, like just playing his set.
Yeah.
And so luckily I had taken my handheld, and we ended up going out to his car and doing the interview. So that's kind of cool. But we're driving home. Me and Zena were driving home, and I got pulled over by a police officer.
Officer. All right.
For speeding. Yeah. I was doing.
You just said Ossifer.
78 and a 65, which I can't fucking believe is true. That's a technicality.
That's really sad.
But the State Trooper was really cool. But so he goes back to his car, and he comes back. And he goes like, "Well, I've got a warning written up for you." He goes, "But I do have smelled alcohol in the car." And
meanwhile, here's you who hasn't had a drink in
7 years.
And then there is
Zena, and she goes, "Oh, that's me." She's like, "He doesn't drink. That's me." He goes, "Well, you know," he goes, "I hate to ask you this, but," he goes, "will you take a breathalyzer?" And I was like, "Sure." So of all my years of fucking sloppy drunkenness, never ever once had to take a breathalyzer.
Uh-huh.
Been sober for 7 years on the day because it was like 12 o'clock.
Oh, man.
And he gets
it,
and I blow into it. And I blow, he goes, "Blow in," you know, I blew into it. I'm about coughing, hacking, but I'm like. And it said 0.00. And he looked in amazement, basically.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he probably thought you were like, you know, all fucked up.
So we drove away, and I was like, we should have got a picture taken with him.
Yeah.
But he was cool, so
you should have been like, as Zena blowing it, just see how drunk she was. Like, officer, I'm stone cold sober, but
hi, Ossifer, I'm fine. Don't worry about him. Sorry.
She's like, you're cute.
Meanwhile,
do you have a nicotine blower because he smokes way too much.
She's about probably like a 0.2 about ready to get violated.
Are you trying to light a lit cigarette?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? Is that cigarette lit? Go ahead and do it again.
Oh, yeah. No. You can't smoke on top of smoking.
At least I'm not...
Well, I'm proud of you. On a serious note, 7 years, that's a long time.
Thank
I'm very
you.
Proud. I'm very proud
very
of you.
Very long time.
Too long. Dude, you want a drink of my wine?
Just a sip.
And then you
just
have friends like this one.
Friends, don't let friends fall off the wagon, except
you
wanna
play
Norma
a little game, Blake?
You want to play a little game,
just
boy?
Just a sip.
You want to play
no,
a
that's,
little
that's
game?
No, that's a game I play called Just the Tip.
I wouldn't know that game.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you didn't look too obvious there. I wouldn't know that game.
He goes all the way.
Oh my God!
Don't get the tip. I get it.
That's why we got the crotch cam.
Crotch cam.
I like the
So do you want to discuss that further, or would
no,
you like to move on
go,
to the
we
show?
Go. I'm glad to move on.
All right. Oh, sure. You guys want to move on when it has something to do with you.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, so anyway.
We haven't done trivia. When are we doing trivia?
Trivia right now.
All right.
I'm glad you're reading your show notes.
I'm trying to make this interesting. This is the time where we
hey
do trivia.
You guys.
Then we're going to do this.
Okay, so here's a trivia question for episode 25. The first person to send the correct answer to Blake at IBWIP.com wins an autographed Justin Townes Earl CD, the new one.
Good deal.
Midnight at the Movies. The trivia question is... The trivia question, you don't know.
Raise it high.
The trivia question is, name one of the bands that Justin Townes Earl has been playing in his car lately. So that's a real easy question. First person to email me the correct answer at blake@ibwip.com wins an autographed Justin Townes Earl CD.
Do the people on PiaVision count?
Just
do they do it right now?
Well, they didn't hear the interview.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do it again.
So tomorrow night, we're going to...
Bob Wayne?
Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies and going to see Wayne Hancock.
Okay.
Next Saturday, we're going
where,
to see...
Where's that at? Where's that show at?
Saybrook, Illinois.
Where is it? What's that close to?
It's
like south,
it's,
north?
It's right in between Bloomington and Champaign.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
And we are one step closer...
to sexual intercourse. Is it intercourse of... Hey, have you ever watched...
We're at the point where you guys all show your boobs.
No.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Zero.
No.
Let me guess.
One.
Oh. Hey, you want to hear a song?
Yeah, can we play some music?
All right, this is...
Oh, hold on. We didn't plug Rachel Brooke, though, next weekend.
Oh, next Saturday, we're going to see Rachel Brooke in Saybrook. And the guys...
Same place?
Yeah.
So they do a lot of good shows there.
They're starting to, yeah. There's the Doghouse Bass Productions is a booking company.
Okay.
And those guys are super cool, and we're starting to deal with them a lot.
How big of a crowd do they usually get there?
I don't know. This is the first two shows I've been
okay.
to there, so... But I think Wayne's probably sold out, so... And then we get to see Rachel Brooke. Ow!
Oh, I know you love her.
I like it. It's nice.
I love her, too.
All right, we're going to hear a band called Jack of Fire, and they're going to do their rendition of Hank Williams' Ramblin' Man, and they're from Australia.
Oh, wow.
So kick ass. You want to hear some music, big guy?
Let's do it.
Ramblin' Man, check it. By the time we get back, the girls will probably be fucking...
morning, sir. How can I help you?
Yes. I'm here to see Mr. Wong about the open position.
Mr. Wong, Mr. Clayton is here to see you.
Welcome, Wake. I'm so happy to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir. I was...
Hey, Wancy Pants. Go grab Mr. Clayton on Mountain Dew, would you? And I'll take a scotch on the rocks.
Yes, sir, right away.
Yeah, she's a very good gal. I'll be feeding her these sausage for years now. Anyway, Blake, let's talk about you becoming a member of Mr. Wong Dong's team.
Sure, that sounds great. I brought my resume.
Blake! I have been in the business for a long time. Your resume won't tell me what I need to know. Hear me sit down and let's go to the business.
Here are your drinks, Mr. Wong.
Oh, thank you very much, Winda. Now you can leave us alone for a while and hold my cough.
Mr. Wong, remember, you have a massage appointment at noon.
Oh, yeah. It's Thursday, isn't it?
Okay, you boys have a good meeting.
Blake. It takes a special kind of guy to be a man whore. Do you have what it takes?
Well, I guess so. How hard can it be?
No, Blake. The question is, how hard can you keep it? Our clients aren't really looking for a nice guy. They're looking for a good mashing. That's it. Good mashing.
Well, Mr. Wong, I'm your man then. Where do I sign?
Whoa, not so fast, cowboy. I'm on done. You got any of the STD, the herpy itchy stuff? Itchy balls, the herbs.
No, sir. Keep it wrapped every time.
Good. That's very good. What about the anal?
Sure. If that's what she's into. Why not?
No. Do you take the anal?
What the hell? I think I've changed my mind about the position, Mr. Wong.
Oh, I see what you say. You pitch, but you won't catch.
No, I'm saying I won't screw a guy. I'm not gay, sir.
Well, I guess you wouldn't be a good fit for Mr. Wong Dong's team. Good work on your search, Blake.
Mr. Wong, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Mr. Passmore is on the line. He's looking to schedule an appointment. He says he's in the market for some chocolate fudge to pack.
Oh, Mr. Clayton, I need you to take this call. Mr. Passmore, he's our biggest client.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
Ladies, it's Barely here, the single Barely. Yeah, that's right, ladies. You know you want to come over and get some of the dork. Yes, and I'm from Barely Podcasting Podcast at barelypodcasting.com. Or ladies, come over to boobsweat.com. That's right. And I'm here to bring you a special ladies-only bathroom etiquette rule. When you're at the club and you walk into the bathroom, you find a very drunk chick crying and throwing up in the sink. It's not only your duty, but obligation to everyone to comfort her. Here's the steps you should take. Number one, go over to her. Pull back her hair so she doesn't puke in it. I mean, really, if she's going to get picked up by someone else, there's nothing more gross than having puke in your hair. Just doesn't work. Number two, tell her that he isn't worth it and she can do so much better. Recommend Barely from Barely Podcasting. He's single. He's adorkable. Give her a hug. Wipe her tears. I'm sorry, I was kind of going off on a little mind adventure there. Sorry. Number four, get your camera phone out. Slap an IBWIP sticker on her boobs and take a picture. And then finally, email that picture to Blake at IBWIP.com. Then take those stickers off, take a picture of her boobs, and send them to Barely at BarelyPodcasting.com. That's right. You know you want to make the dork happy.
Okay, well, we're back for the final segment of the show.
Time to wrap it up.
How are you doing, Creepy? You doing
good? Yeah, I'm doing good. Work's keeping me really busy. I got all week next week off.
That's a good thing, though. Work is keeping you busy. Busy is good.
Oh, I know.
Work is good. I'm doing really my job is going real well.
Oh, you've had a lot of time to work on the show.
Yeah, I know. Look what it.
And a great product we turned into this time.
Yeah.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Sorry.
So who's the blonde?
I have turned into an extracurricular activity. I'm very appreciative.
Extracurricular activity.
For who?
No,
for you.
Just kidding,
Joe. I have an extracurricular activity. Your extracurricular activity. Just so you know.
Nice.
Extracurricular activity.
He's speechless now. He's like, what do I say? What do I say? What do I do? 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 What do I do?
So the show wrap up. How'd you go, Ryan?
Oh, that was great. Great show.
Norma Jean, are you okay over there?
She's fucking hammered. She's been drinking on wine.
Oh, honey.
Dude, you got a camel toe. They can see it.
Nice.
That was wrong on so many levels.
Well, I think we should just kind of...
Sarah, thank you.
Yeah,
wrap this up.
I want to thank you, of course, Creepy Guy, for showing up.
Glad to be here.
And I want to thank Norma Jean for all she's done today.
Showing her titties.
And Sarah Bear, thank you for coming and joining us and
no
getting
problem.
Drunk.
You better have me more often.
We will. We'll hang.
I don't... And Zena, thank you for coming as well.
You're welcome.
Come on, we gotta get this show over. There's something going down over here. Come on, wrap it up, Blake. Fuck. Come on, Blake. And episode 26 will be in April.
We have an Illini game to get to.
Well, we're not going to the game, but it's coming on soon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you to SavingCountryMusic.com, Howard from the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Justin Towns Earl for the interview.
Justin Towns Earl, definitely. He was amazing. If you ever had a chance to go see him live, you have to go see him live. It's awesome. Thank you to the state trooper for not giving me a ticket.
And for giving you a breathalyzer so you can laugh at him.
Yeah. And thanks to Josh E.P. from Outlaw Radio Chicago.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to end this show. There's only one way to end this show.
I don't care.
By a song?
By a song. None other.
Who are we gonna play?
We're going to play Neverland. And that's Josh E.P.'s
band, right?
Yeah, Josh E.P.'s band, and they do covers of
Michael Jackson
songs.
And we're going to play Bad.
Bad. We're going to play Bad, but Norma Jean, do you have anything you want to say before I push end on this? Or
lick it, suck it, fuck it. Hank and Spank.
Sarah, anything? Call me a bloody fucking wanker, please.
You bloody fucking wanker.
Oh, no, I just...
Any last words?
No, I just...
Blake? Blake.
I just hope this turns out.
Blake. I just want to tell you. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to be here. All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks for supporting us, as always. Even when Norma Jean gets on the wheelhouse and does all that good stuff.
What?
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bad. Talk is cheap, you're not a man.
Hey, Blake, it's Mama. I'm hoping I've got the right date. I think there's another birthday in 6 or 7 years. Congratulations. Bye.